FM 90.3 WGTL, Laura Landon, Behold the Lamb of God. Good morning to you. It's 7:21.
Hey, it's intern Paul with another look at Tuesday's forecast. Cloudy today with a chance of mixed snow and rain showers. High of 44. Tonight, mostly cloudy, slight chance of snow showers, windy and cold, and a low of 19 degrees. Sorry. Wednesday, mostly sunny, windy and cold, the high of 28, and currently it's 38 degrees outside.
Congratulations again to Wendy Cole of Lancaster, the latest winner in your Christmas favorites contest, and she picked up a pair of peppermint milkshakes from Chick-fil-A Lancaster and music from the JTL Christmas Prize Stash. She's also entered to win that grand prize featuring two tickets to the brand new musical and stage adventure Jesus at Sight and Sound Theaters and the $100 Visa gift card. Today's grand prize winner will be announced tomorrow at 8.05 a.m. right here on the Get Up and Go show. Coming up next hour at 8.05, I will announce the grand prize winner from yesterday.
Yeah, pretty exciting. Our very special guest this morning is our friend Tom Becker. Tom, the founder and director of The Row House. He has a brand new book, his first one. We'll talk about that coming up. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Not too shabby.
It's wonderful to have you here. Thank you for coming in.
Yeah.
Before we get to your book, tell us about The Row House. What's that all about?
Well, I started The Row House in 2010, and the tagline is the same tagline as my book. It's engaging current culture with ancient faith. And the idea was to create a space where people could just explore how Christianity affects all of life. And one of our other taglines, I love writing taglines, is nothing.
You're good at it.
Well, thank you so much. Nothing is not sacred. So in other words, Christianity has to speak to every aspect of life where it's not a system or a worldview worth following. So, yeah, that's kind of my conviction. So I started these events in my home, and now we meet at the Trust Performing Arts Center at the Square Halo Gallery. And basically, we entertain all kinds of topics.
Yeah.
We just did a topic on medical ethics and organ transplantation, and then we'll do economics, or we'll do Harry Potter, or whatever's in the news, or whatever I'm interested in. But the point is to kind of build a bridge with people,
yeah,
and equip Christians to think about how we should engage with culture. Do we fight culture? Do we embrace culture? Do we transform it in some way? So The Row House is an experiment in that.
And I was just thinking about when we got together with our friend Steve Taylor, because he just turned 60 here on Saturday. He had a big birthday.
Steve.
And I was reflecting on how he came as part of the Trust with The Row House. And we had that evening where we got to kind of ask him anything.
Right.
And got to you and I got to hang out with him beforehand and had dinner with him. And he's just such a delightful guy. But he sort of embodies what you're dealing with there.
You are right. And I wanted him to be on my book. I wanted him to get an endorsement from my book.
Yeah.
He didn't answer my texts, but I was in Nashville just a few weeks ago,
yeah,
and he answered my text. We hung out. We had coffee.
Aww,
and I said, it's forgivable that you didn't do that, but make me a little video. So maybe he'll make me a video. Anyway, yeah, he's like a hero of mine.
Sure.
You're exactly right. He embodies this idea of well-respected in his producing community, artist, writer, performer, very excellent in what he does, and a Christian, and very funny. He doesn't take himself seriously.
No.
And that's part of The Row House, too. There's whimsy involved. I don't take myself seriously, but I take the gospel seriously, but not myself.
So you talked about Friday being the big release day. Not only did you have your first grandchild, but also your book came in the mail.
Yeah.
And that had to be, like, I always think of, you know, the Wonders, the Oneaters running through the streets of Erie, hearing their song on the radio for the very first time. And so now I'm imagining you opening up your book, running through the streets of Lancaster. My book is here.
Except there was nobody really following me or interested in that.
Tom Hanks was not involved in any way.
It was just Tom Becker.
Yeah.
It was exciting. And you know, it's a long time coming. I started in earnest writing in January.
Okay.
But it's really like backloading 20 years of experience doing these cultural engagement events and trying to reach a public space with Christianity. And so I was able to dump a lot of that into it. It just took a lot of work. So, to see it birthed was awesome.
We're talking with Tom Becker, the founder and director of The Row House. His brand new book, his first one, is called Good Posture. And since he's so good at writing subtitles and coming up with subtext, engaging current culture with ancient faith. So why the title Good Posture? What's that
Well, it came to me because I really love the word posture. In other words, we know that as Christians we're in the world but not of it. What does that look like? And there are people in our community, the Amish, for example, they have a particular way of answering that question. And lots of other Christian traditions show that too. So what does it look like to be sitting in this culture in the world but not of it? What should our posture be? And I came up with the title because my grandmother Becker, she used to slap us boys around and say, stop slouching, you know, stand up straight. And when I thought, well, that's it. That's an homage to my grandma. But the idea is, you know, and there's four aspects in the book that I go through, the four DNA of the row house. And there are aspects of Christianity we sometimes are not really great at in the community. Civility, hospitality, embracing our humanity, and then the last one is creativity, or just whimsy and joy, not taking ourselves seriously. So we need to embrace our humanity. We need to really pursue civility. We need to open our hearts and be hospitable, and we need to just lighten up. And so that's an approach to culture and making a bridge to our friends and our neighbors that I think we need.
Yeah,
that's what the book's all about.
That's awesome. And so where is the book available? How can folks find it?
Right now it's available through my site. It's therowhouse.org, and there's an order form there.
Okay.
All proceeds go to the Row House anyway. So, and then eventually, after we get through a first run of books for like our friends and people locally, it'll be on Amazon and wherever obscure books are sold.
Very good. Is there a particular chapter that you maybe really... just sweated over and really, like, I want to make this one great, but you really struggled with?
That's a really good question. I would say I really wanted this section on humanity to be the hallmark of the book. There's three chapters on humanity, and one of them is called Earthlings Are Enough. And what I'm trying to say is that it's not an insult to be human. We're made in God's image. It's a glorious thing to be human. It's also a really messed up thing to be human. But what Christ is doing is redeeming all of life and every part of us and all of the world. And so, you know, it's not an insult. It's a wonderful thing to be made in His image, and I don't want us to embrace our humanity.
Yeah,
and I think that glorifies God. So that one chapter is important to me.
Good Posture: Engaging Current Culture with Ancient Faith. The very first book from Tom Becker. TheRowHouse.org is where you can get the book and get more information, not only about the book, but on The Row House. We'll talk more with Tom coming up in just a bit. But first, we need a Steve Taylor song. Here's Winter Wonderland on WJTL.